What's going, everybody? This is Orion with Orion's Belt, a study in FTM health and wellness. I hope the new year has found you well. And if it hasn't, I'm sure that you're listening to this because you are ready to get well soon. So with new year, new me, that's basically what we're going to be doing right now. We think about like all of the things that, you know, we wanted to achieve at some point in our life. We wanted to do, you know, we need to tighten up those corners of our life that we haven't been focusing on, or we just really want to get good at something, or maybe it's, you know, being nicer to yourself in some way, shape, or form. Most of the time, that's why we start, right? Usually that's what it surrounds, you know. Maybe we want a new mate, you know. Maybe we want better living situation. Maybe we want, you know, a more powerful, compelling future. Like, all of these things are the beginning seed of, oh yeah, this is gonna be my year, you know. And how do we get there, you know? How do we make it stick? Well, it doesn't have to be so hard, you know. Every goal that we create, and honestly, that's another good question. Have you written out some goals to even know where you're going? For me, my goals have been very much so the same every year, you know, just incremental, moving that needle forward, you know. For me, last year, obviously, my goal was to survive. I think a lot of us have had pretty similar goals over the years, since 2017, probably, I would say. But let's leave all that aside and let's dive into this wonderful holiday. It's one of my favorite holidays because it means excitement. It means possibility. It means we can land in the stars with some good habits for reinvention. That's just, there's so much about that that resonates with me every single year. For me, I've never believed in resolutions. I feel like if you're gonna do something, do it every day of the year. You know, same thing with, you know, Christmas gift giving. I'm like, if I see something, I want to get it for somebody. I don't want to have to sit around and wait to give it to somebody. I want to give it to them when I got it. I want to tell them why I was excited about this item and then give it to them. You know, I don't have to wait until December to give it to them if I found it in March. Like, that's not fun. I want to just, here, found this. I thought of you. I love you. You know, so with this, what I love about this time of year is there's so many people out there that jump in 2 feet and they're like massive action the whole way, just trudging up the river in the wrong direction. And for me, I'm like, let's go. Let's do it. Let's see if we can move that needle. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what's possible. So some of the things that kind of, like, you know, get people kind of hitched up is, well, is it going to stick? How long is it going to stick? You know, and that could give for a pretty okay 2 weeks, you know, from January, we'll say 2nd, till like the 20th, right? you're like trudging up, and the whole time you're thinking, is this gonna stick? Is this gonna stick? Because there's a lack of faith, especially in, you know, past history of this particular holiday. But that's not the point. That's the thing that we need to look at and say, wait a second, this isn't the point. You know, the point is not to stress my body out for 2 weeks and beat myself into submission in hopes that when I come out the other side, I'm going to magically be everything I've ever wanted to be. It takes longer than that. And we in the fitness industry know that, right? But everyday Jane John Doe's that, you know, don't necessarily do this on a regular basis and maybe have spent many, many years not doing any of this. And maybe this is their year because they're like, oh, I'm going to start this year, you know. It's not about the massive action. This holiday is about understanding and acceptance of where you're at and acknowledgement of where you desire to go and honest, realistic expectations leading towards that goal and never stopping. I started the fitness journey when I was 25. I am currently 41. After a certain year, you just stop counting. You know, it's like, what's the point? I don't know. They all just keep piling up. And that's the thing. How many New Year, New Me's do you think I've seen? You know, like, that's the whole point. Small little things add up to this larger number. And that number adds up to a certain result. And now you look at these results and you say, are my results on track? Or are they subpar? Because if they're subpar, it's not that you're a bad dog. It's the tricks they got you doing. Those tricks ain't working. So let's find some new tricks. All right. So why? Why so much excitement for New Year and New Me? Well, excitement, possibility, and landing in the stars with good habits. So you look at that and you say, okay, well, what am I going to get out at the end of this? You know, a lot of people will do a whole bunch of massive action and then they'll just decide at some point, oh man, this is too hard. And they stop all of that massive action, but they still learned something while they did that. It's almost like a science experiment to some degree. You know, you learn something when you went through this massive action. You learn something about yourself, about what you can handle, about what you think you can't handle. And you learned maybe how, you know, the machine works that you were on. You know, maybe it was exercise and you were learning about, you know, the dials, the inclines, the speed. You learned. So you look at the meaning and you say, okay, well, what is the point of this? The point is to learn more about yourself. The point is to be kinder to yourself so that in the long run, you will ultimately be happier, because that's the thing that everybody's looking for. Everybody wants to be a little bit happier, a little incrementally happier, and not living in nostalgia, right, of the youthful days. But if you look back at like younger pictures, a lot of people tend to look at younger pictures and they're like, oh man, I didn't even know I looked that good back then. I had no idea, you know. And for us, sometimes those younger pictures are like, ugh, so cringe, you know. We're like, oh no, I didn't want to look like that. But you get into, you know, when you started doing things. Like, I remember euphoria started for me when I chopped my hair off, you know, and going from looking at pictures of me with my hair long to then looking at newer pictures of me at the time when I had chopped my hair off. I was like, ooh, euphoria, that feels good, you know. And then you continue to chase those like good feelings. You know, maybe you shop a little bit more in the men's section and you find clothes that make you feel good, you know, and maybe, you know, you went to a fancy event and you got to dress up, you know, things of that nature. You look and you say, okay, I didn't even realize, you know, and maybe through, you know, COVID and all of that, packed on a little bit of meat, you know, so you're like, looking at pictures now versus looking at pictures pre-COVID, we could say, you know, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I looked that good. You know, I do it myself, obviously. Like, I had a rough year last year, guys. I am not, I am definitely not where I used to be, you know, but am I in a place, looking where I am now, am I in a place that is better off than if things had gone differently, you know, and looking where I am now and being like, oh my God, I could be in a completely different place right now, and being realistic about where you are. Because even those younger pictures, you know, if I'm looking at, you know, 1-2 years into test, you know, 2 years was probably the sweet spot, if I'm being honest. Still had all my hair. I looked so good. You know, 2 years, I mean, but there's a hitch to that, right? Looking at those 2 year in pictures, I did not have as much muscle mass as I have now. And it's always that, if I knew then what I know now, you know what I mean? It's always that, because every year I've learned more and more and more. I now know how to control my diet and manipulate my diet so that the problems that I have right now, you know, can be remedied. You know, it's just that, that's the point of this. This is a learning experiment. You know, we go through these massive actions to learn, and then we take what we learn and hopefully we actively decide to use it. A lot of times, and I'm sure you've experienced this as well, there's a moment where you are actively deciding. You don't feel like it's like that with smokers, you know? There's a moment, if they're quitting, where they actively decide to partake in the nicotine. You know, maybe they're out with some friends and they're looking around and they're seeing other people, you know, go outside. And it's like, well, I could be out there socializing with them. I'll just go out there. I'll just go out and stand and talk to them, you know, and that's the first step, right? Some part of you inside knows if you walk out that door, you're going to bum a butt, you know, but there's an active decision that happens in there where you're like, I'm just going to go with them and stand with them, so I can talk to them and continue this good time that we're having, that they're rudely interrupting by going outside. Defer the blame, you know, put it off on somebody else. So pulling it all back, what is this? This is a learning experience. It's a possibility for reinvention. We get excited about this stuff. You know, we get excited. We think about, oh my gosh, it could be XYZ. This could happen. You know, I could end up looking like that, you know, and that's the thing that I've always wanted to look like. And it's so funny too, because if you think back, if you've taken this journey, if you've done things to change your body in ways, right? Looking back and grabbing a hold of that little person, you think of, okay, who was their idol at that time? Who was it that they were following at that time? Because I think back, and when I was a little kid, I looked up to Patrick Swayze. I was like, that guy is the man. I was all about Patrick Swayze. I was like, man, he got it going on. And I look at pictures of Patrick Swayze now, and I'm like, man, that dude was a rail. He was a stick. He, like, never saw food. I don't even know if he ate carbs. I think he was the first keto person ever. Like, it was just crazy. But now I'm like, that I would never choose that person as my model for success at this age, at this time in my life. And that's why I looked the way that I did, because I was aiming at that. So this time of year is a time to aim. You pick, what am I landing at? Or what am I going for as the goal? And that goal is going to shift in your mind. That's why so many bodybuilders have dysmorphia, because that goal shifts with you as you progress. But who are you going to become in the meantime, like while you're doing these things, while you're actively seeking that goal? You're going to land in the stars with some better habits, with some more knowledge. So, the second question, though, will it stick? How to get it to stick? How long will it stick for? I mean, if we fail, how do we fail forward? Failure to plan is planning to fail. So with that, I'm going to challenge you with some new ideas and say, have two plans. Plan number one is the ideal. You set out to achieve a goal and you achieve it 100%, right? Because the first 2 weeks we're going to go at 100 anyways, right? Guaranteed 2 weeks of 100%. Maybe like midway through the second week, we might be like, losing momentum. All right. But two plans. Plan number one, the ideal. And plan number two, fail forward. We're failing forward. So with that, will it stick? Well, what if it does? What if it does stick? What if you decide, you know what? I am going to go out. I'm going to walk every day a minimum of a half hour. And you do that every single day for 6 months. What's that going to look like? What's that going to look like? You just upped your step count by about 2,000 steps. Minimum. Half hour. 2,000 steps. Easy. So whatever you were doing prior, you added that many steps on top of it. And if you're just walking, you're not taking away from or creating more hunger, because walking is very low intense, right? So what does that look like, you think, at the end of this? What would it look like? Get passionately curious about what it would look like if you set a goal and you stuck to it. Here's my goal. My goal ultimately is to look like this. But the things that I'm doing in alignment towards that, here's what I'm going to try. You know, and by try, what we mean is we're experimenting. You know, every time you do a movement, your body is trying to figure out ways to make it easier. It's going to shift that weight to different muscle groups. It's going to build muscle to try to be able to manage the load, which is why we got to continue to move that needle. But be realistic in our expectations of the outcome, right? What are we aiming at? Continue. Stay focused on that end result, which is, I am going to be impeccable with my word to myself. What I say I'm going to do, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be gentle with myself, because this is not me versus me. This is me with me. When you think of those great coaches that you love, what do you love about them? Do you love that they go in there and yell at the team in the locker room? No, it's the inspirational pep talks. Who's your biggest pep? Who's in the back talking about, I know you got this, man. I know you got this. It's not me versus me. It's me and me. It's me with me. It's me for me. Use only as directed. This is what you are for. This is your purpose. Your purpose is to move that needle in a way that's going to work. Now, that's not to say accountability doesn't have its place in this. It does. But the results will speak for themselves. And it's not about, oh man, I did that wrong again. Oh man, I missed that thing I was supposed to do. It's about, all right, how do we move forward? Because that's already passed. Here we are. We ate that cake. We ate that cannoli. We drank that beer. Like, it already happened. It's already in the bank. How do we move forward from here? How do we fail forward? You know? Okay, just because I did the one thing doesn't mean I gotta give away the whole farm. I don't gotta do that. What I'm doing now is XYZ. You know, whatever the case may be. And maybe you start out strong in the morning, and later on throughout the day, it becomes a bit of an issue, gets a little rocky. Well, my next question is going to be, what's the plan? What's the plan? How do we pivot in those moments? You know, it doesn't have to be difficult. What is the plan? We just need two plans. We need the ideal and then how to fail forward. So, do you have snacks on deck? You know, do you have your meal prepped? You know, I could do anything for one day. Meal prep on a Sunday just seems to make sense. Sunday is made for meal prep. You know, but for me, I'll tell you right now, I'm not great at meal prep. So meal prep for me is going to the grocery store, you know, and making sure that I already have that stuff here and making sure that things that are not conducive to my health are not necessarily within eyesight, because that hair trigger response, you have triggers set up around your house, you know, that hair trigger response. Oh, I see a thing, I eat a thing. That's a seafood diet, you know? So moving those things out of eyesight, making it less easy and accessible, you know, setting those things up, having those things in motion. Maybe you live in a household with other individuals who do enjoy those foods, you know? So what actions are you taking to make sure that that's not a thing? You know, you're going to have to retrain some people, you know, a little bit. Just, hey, I know you normally keep this right in eyesight. Can we put this in the cabinet so that I don't have to look at it when it's 3 o'clock in the morning? I got up to get some water and I've got zero decision-making capability in reserve, you know, no bigs. So plan to fail forward, have good healthy foods in eyesight, you know, have some fruit on the counter. Have, you know, I don't know, oatmeal, like in the morning when you wake up instead of cereal, you know, things like that. Just set it up so that you can win. Doesn't mean you have to throw away everything. You don't have to throw everything out. Just get it out of eyesight, you know. Nothing worse. I remember being a little kid, my mom would come home. She was on a diet called the Scarsdale diet. She would come home the day she decided, you know what, this is going to be the day, this is going to be the week, this is going to be the month, and she would throw everything away. And I'm like, that's great, but I don't eat grapefruit. what am I supposed to eat, you know? And cereal, like, I'd get cereal. Sometimes she would try, you know, she'd be like, all right, well, I'll just get him stuff, you know. Obviously she wasn't saying that in her head, she still wouldn't till this day, but that's another story for another podcast. But if she was like, you know, all right, I'll just get him this cereal, he likes this cereal, he likes Cocoa Puffs, you know, and threw it up on the top of the fridge like no big deal, some reason there, this gremlin happened in the middle of the night that took over her body. She was possessed, I swear. She would eat the entire box, gone. All those calories she cut during the day were instantly ingested at night. You know those big salad bowls? Yep, one box, 1 gallon of milk, done. So with all of that being said, you know, now they've got cool things like Magic Spoon. It's a type of cereal. Go check it out. It's obviously not going to taste exactly like the stuff with the sugar, but it will do the job in a pinch. So having everything you need, just preparing, you know, massive action is just small actions done daily towards a goal. You pivot in the moment if the plan doesn't match possibility. So if for whatever reason, you know, your calories plummet out and you can't figure out why, and you know you're not supposed to eat until such and such a time, is there a better, smaller way that you can reach that goal? And honestly, MyFitnessPal is your buddy in that moment. I'll tell you right now, if it fits your macros, check it out. Because if you're having a moment where you're like, shit, I need something. I can feel my blood sugar just drained out. You know, my first question is going to be, are the foods that you're eating satiating enough? You know, but my next question is going to be, okay, well, what is something that would you could do now that you could trim out later, you know. But yeah, so pivot in the moment. Prepare, set yourself up to win by having things in place when you know it'll be tough to make a choice. Take choice completely out of the equation. Have so many snacks on deck that there is zero possibility you can fail, because you've chosen already on Sunday. You were like, no, I need this to get me through the week, guaranteed. And if you're satiated, protein is way more satiating than any of the sugars, anything. Like, protein is where it's at. You know, if you have enough protein, if you start your day with a protein shake, honestly, if you're trying to hit a protein number, like, that is so hard. We are not programmed that way as a society in America. And I know I've got some people that are not in America listening. Thank you very much, by the way, for finding this podcast. Not really sure how you did that, but high five. But in America, we are not programmed to prioritize protein. There is so many P's in my words. I use a lot of P words, guys. But if you are trying to hit a protein number, if you want to make that your goal this year, just hit your goal protein, whether that be for maintenance, for cutting, for bulking. You know, you hit that protein number and you prioritize protein, try to hit it early in the day, you won't be hungry. You won't. And it's not about starvation. You're not trying to starve yourself, even if you're in a cut. A caloric deficit doesn't take much. I guarantee you, like, if you guys just, if that's what you're trying to do, you're trying to do fat loss, I promise you, dive in to understanding macros, hitting your protein number, and how many calories you should be getting. Paul Revelia has an amazing macro calculator that will tell you what a bulk looks like, what maintenance looks like, and what cutting looks like for your caloric number. You go check that out and you dive in and you decide today that you're going to get serious about understanding that. You're going to move that needle, and it's going to take a conscious choice to pull you off that. I promise, because I did it. And I made a conscious choice to add sugar back into my coffee mid-October. And I'm paying for it. So that's one of the things I'm kicking this year is, not coffee. I could kick coffee, actually. You know what's fun, guys? Okay, ADD, I'm going to allow this rant for a moment. And then I'm going to break. And then I'm going to come back and we'll finish it up. But what's really fun... Nope, I lost it. It's gone. We're taking a break now. All right, good talk. I'll be back and hopefully it'll make a little bit more sense. All right, welcome back. For you, it was 2 seconds. For me, it was a little while longer. But I did re-listen, which is good. So I found my train of thought that I was going with the coffee. If you want to kick coffee, if that's your thing, just have food before, you know, your coffee. Hydrate yourself before your coffee, or push the coffee out till later on in the day when it becomes a conscious decision of, I would enjoy some coffee. Also, you could switch brands. Mud water, I tried that for a little while. I'm not going to say anything too much about that. What I will say is the neurotropics in the actual mushrooms is amazing. It does great things for focus. The other thing you could do is bulletproof coffee with MCT oil. And they have a cream too. It's coconut powder of sorts. But you can do that too. So if coffee's your thing this year, you want to like take down the anxiety inducing caffeine, I highly recommend giving that a go for a while and see if you like it. You might like it. Honestly, dropping yourself down on any dependencies is always a great way to really see what life can look like if you're addiction free. So yeah, that's basically what I was going to get at. For me, if I start my morning with vitamins, some sort of a hydration, whether that be, you know, actual water or one of the hydrate packets, that have sodium in them that allow you to absorb the water into your cells rather than just pee it all out. A lot of people end up doing this, you know, drinking more water thing to try to lose weight. That works. It does work. But I don't like the side effect of having to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds. I pee enough as it is. So for me to stay hydrated, I use hydrate packets and things of that nature. And taking, you know, a protein shake in the morning before you have coffee. Just swapping out, you know. When we think like, you know, restrictive, our little kid brain, like, it's like we have two people in us sometimes. You know, there's the adult that says you should go brush your teeth and comb your hair and then you can go to bed, and then there's the little kid that says, I don't feel like it, I want to continue to play video games, and you can leave me alone because you're not the boss of me. Like, you know, looking at those things, you know, and saying, okay, what is going to set me up for success today? You know, here's the criticals that I can deal with first thing in the morning, get them out of the way, you know, and later on in life, you start doing those things mindfully. But in the beginning, developing the habit, you know, just create those critical hard lines that you refuse to let fall by the wayside. You know, for me, meditation and obviously brushing my teeth, right? Like, come on now. But vitamins, water, protein shake in the morning. All I've done today, I will be completely transparent, is meditate and built up this wonderful podcast because I was inspired. I woke up inspired, and sometimes that happens. You know, that's when the plan doesn't necessarily meet the possibility. But if I'm being 100% transparent, I didn't have a plan as of when, like the timeline, you know, the T in a SMART goal. I didn't have a plan as to when I was going to start implementing my regimen again. Some other good things that you can play with that I will be going back to, and I do lean on depending on what's going on, is freezing cold showers. It's another great way to kick coffee. You want energy, you want to do something real hard first thing in the morning, don't turn the hot water on. Just let it be cold. And, you know, do that. Like, for me, what I do, I stand in the shower with the cold water to my back, and I decide in one moment, right now, go. And I back up into the water, and I stand there for 15 seconds on one side, and then I rotate like a rotisserie for 15 seconds on the other side, and then I kick it over to hot. And if I'm feeling real froggy at the end of it, I will kick it back over to cold. And sometimes when I'm really good and really amped up on doing good, healthy things for myself, I will take a cold shower throughout the whole thing. And it is a fast shower. So there's a lot of benefits to that. Number one, I don't empty the hot water tank for my family. So if they have to get in there, no problem. Number two, super awake, super aware. But they do say, like, to use water as a mechanism for any kind of, like, if, you know, you have anxiety. In the morning, cold water is great. Cold water is great at night, too, for sleeping. Like, you sleep better, which I have done in the past as well. If I need to get a good night's sleep, I'll take a freezing cold shower at night. And then for some reason, I don't know if it puts your body into trauma. And like when you get in the warm bed, it's like, oh, comfort. And then you just pass out and have like the best night of sleep ever. But it does. It works. But the other thing is, if you have anxiety, hot water helps heal that anxiety. But the other thing that does is it slows you down more and makes you more present in the moment. So if you don't need to be like hot and bothered for the day and like, hey guys, let's go, let's get this, let's crack up, pop, 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 you know what I mean? Then hot water's okay. And it's funny because usually in the winter, the colder it gets, the hotter the showers get, right? Because we're like, fuck, this cold. So I highly recommend cold showers. The benefits of them, like skin, makes it allows your skin to just be so soft and so smooth and evenly complected. If you don't take cold showers, but you wash your face and you have trouble with, you know, big pores and maybe acne, you know, things of that nature, cold water to wash your face. It shrinks all your pores on a regular basis, so your pores get really comfortable being really tiny, makes your complexion really smooth. Anytime I've ever like dealt with like skincare situations, even like my forehead in between my eyebrows used to chafe. Anytime I'm having like an episode of that, I just cold water when I wash my face. Closes your pores, doesn't let the soap get into your pores, which you really don't want that soap in your pores anyways. I'm not an esthetician, by the way. Don't take my word for it. Try it out. See what's up. I promise, you know, it won't do anything bad. But that also helps if you don't want to do, you know, the full cold shower situation. You want to just wake yourself up. Cold water, wash your face. Okay, that's enough about that. I just want to kind of wrap this up and we'll talk about, you know, measuring your success with small wins. Give yourself little things that you can do daily that you know are going to move that needle in the direction of success. Little things that you can look at and say, you know what, I did this. There's a book called Make Your Bed. And basically it talks about like starting the day with wins, you know, doing easy things. Grab that low-hanging fruit. You know, you spot that low-hanging fruit and you get that, you know. The R in smart, be realistic with yourself about how much you can accomplish. But those little things, if you like tick those off early, you're going to feel the power of the big Mo. That's momentum. You're going to feel that momentum and you're going to be like, I think I can do more. I think I can do more. And then you just start going. You know, if you start your day that way, I started my day that way. I actually made my bed. I didn't even give myself credit for it, but I did it. My wife likes it. So I have motivation for the big Mo, you know? So, but like you have those little things that add up and you're like, oh yeah, I can do a little bit more. I can do a little bit more. If you've got those things, if you have a shot that you need to do that day, get that done early. Don't be sitting around all day wondering like, when is it gonna come? When is it gonna come? Just get it out the way. Because I promise you, I know you felt it. After you're done and you can look on that calendar and see that you drew a T on there or you marked it off in some way, shape, or form. Yep, I did my shot. You know, maybe you have Aiden's app, you know, the Trace app, and you track it in that. Like, you see it. It's there. You're like, yeah, I did it. I'm good for another week. If you do it weekly, I don't know. But yeah, those little wins just add up and allow that good feeling to envelop and be like, oh yeah, I've got good things that I've done for myself to prove to myself that I can be impeccable with my word and I can take care of myself. And remind yourself why you started. Remind yourself the why, the excitement, the possibility, landing in the stars with new habits, good habits, reinvention, you know, and get excited again. Continue to do that over and over and over again. And I promise you, you're going to see results. And then you just continue to track how close you are to achieving your goal. And be realistic about the steps you need to take towards that. And commit that you're going to get your goal regardless. You don't know how long it's going to take sometimes. Sometimes you can set it. You know, you say, all right, I'm going to cut for 6 months. I'm going to do a 6-month cut and then I'm going to do a 6-month bulk. You know, maybe I'll do a little maintenance phase in the middle. You know? But you set goals. If you know anything about SMART goals, they're specific, they're measurable, they're attainable, they're realistic, and you've set a time on them. You know when it's happening. You know how to know when you've achieved your goals. You've set those milestones in place. And you have break those down. You've got, here I am now, here's the goal. But this week, I've got, here I am now, and here's the goal. My goal is to meditate 7 days this week, to walk for 30 minutes 7 days this week, to have water first thing in the morning 7 days this week, to make my bed as soon as I wake up 7 days this week. And you set those goals, and then you do your daily goal. You continue to dial that down. Well, here's my day. Today, here's my critical 6 goals that I'm going to achieve. Definitely, 100%. Cannot back down on these 7 or 6 realistic goals. They're attainable. You can get them done first thing in the morning. And then later on throughout your day, you're going to find you're productive as fuck. You just look around. You're like, dang, got a lot done. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe you just got those 6 things done. But you can lay your head on your pillow at the end of the night and say, you know what? I've made measurable progress towards an attainable goal. And that's all I got. That's it. Listen, this is me signing off. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. I'm not making any outlandish claims that I'm going to be doing this more often or any of that nonsense. But what I can say is, I'm with you. We're doing it together. Let's see how far we can go.